You are locked in to Locked On Badgers. Don't worry, Ben and I will be back on Tuesday to talk Wisconsin-Nebraska, the wild game that that was. But I want to do a quick basketball primer as we get ready for the fake Maui Invitational. It's in Las Vegas, and I'm doing it solo today. My name is Asher Lowe, joined usually by Ben Kenny. He'll be back tomorrow. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify. You can also find us on Twitter at Locked On Badgers. Make sure to get involved in the conversation over there. If you are on Apple, hit that subscribe button. If you're on Spotify, hit that follow button so you know whenever we are dropping a new episode. Wisconsin basketball is headed to Las Vegas for the Maui Invitational. That's right. So this year, the Maui Invitational is being held in Las Vegas. Wisconsin starts at 11 a.m. Pacific. That's what I'm looking at because I'm on Pacific time right now. 1 p.m. Central, ESPN2 on Monday against Texas A&M. Chances are they may have already played or are playing the game right now as you listen to this. Texas A&M, we're not going to get into that game a ton because that game is so soon. But going to talk a little bit about the year it's been so far for Wisconsin basketball. The two easy wins over St. Francis, Brooklyn, and Green Bay. And then the loss at home to Providence. And talk a little bit about the Maui Invitational field and the overall of what I'm looking for from Wisconsin at this event, what you can look for to say, like, was that successful? Is it wins and losses? Is it individuals playing the best basketball of their young Wisconsin careers? We'll see. It's going to be an interesting week in Las Vegas. A lot of good teams out there. Not really that one team that's usually there that is just kind of better than everyone else or that real powerhouse, traditional top five team that you usually see at a Maui Invitational. There isn't one of those, but there are a lot of really, really good teams. Houston, in my opinion, being the best one. But we'll get into that in a sec. I want to start with Wisconsin and Providence slash their first two games. I'll quickly jump on the first two games and then go into that Providence game. So, you know, I thought that the first two games were good for this team and good for these guys to just get their feet wet in college basketball a little bit. Like, there was nothing wrong with scheduling it the way they did, having two games that you basically knew you were going to win no matter what. No disrespect to those opponents, but Wisconsin knew they were winning both of those games basically no matter how they played. But they played really well. The process was good. There was a lot of fun stuff to see, whether it be Chucky Hepburn's point of attack defense, just harassing ball handlers all up and down the 94-feet court, whether it be Johnny Davis's playmaking and creation a little bit that we saw in those first two games. I thought there were good moments from Stephen Crow in those first two games. Chris Vogt got a lot of blocks in those first two games. So there were good things happening. Obviously, Brad Davison was Brad Davison, and he shot the ball well against Providence as well. But the Providence game gave Wisconsin something they haven't seen yet and that they're going to see quite a bit of. And it's something that I don't know if they're going to be able to deal with all season long. I don't think this was a one-off. I think this is going to be a theme for a team that, listen, Wisconsin's going to be on the bubble this year. They're not going to be a lock tournament team come March. They're not going to have us not sitting on the edge of our seats if we're watching the selection show, right? In fact, I think the more likely option is that we aren't even watching the selection show because we know they're not going to make it. Although I do think they're good enough to be firmly on the bubble come March. It's a young team, and they're going to struggle with guys like Nate Watson, guys that have been in college basketball for 4+ years, and you're going to be saying 4+ a lot this year because of all the guys coming back, right? But Nate Watson, the senior, 6'10", 260. Wisconsin just doesn't have a physical matchup for him, right? Chris Vogt's a little too big to stay with him in his quickness. Stephen Crow's not big enough to stay with him. He's sort of tailor-made to give Wisconsin fits this year, a player like Nate Watson. And listen, he gives a lot of people fits. But dropping 24 in Providence's win over Wisconsin, the Badgers couldn't stop him. 11 for 15 from the field. He got basically whatever he wanted at any time. Wisconsin had no answer. And that's the type of player that with the personnel this Badger team has, they're not going to have an answer for a Nate Watson type of guy. A guy, like I said, that is that kind of, definitely not a tweener, but not like a true, true big, back to the basket, huge big, that doesn't move all that well and just kind of plays in the post. But also not a guy that's going to totally stretch the defense. A guy that does want to play inside, but is quick enough to get around, right, a Chris Vogt, but too much to handle for a Stephen Crow, who's still working on adding strength and adding to his frame that has already gotten better in the time he's been in Madison, but isn't quite where he wants it to be and isn't where it'll be at the end of his Wisconsin career. But I thought, listen, for a game where Wisconsin scored 58 points, the process was really good offensively. And I know that doesn't sound awesome, but the shot quality tells the story. So Shot Quality is a really cool company that supplies data to college teams about the quality of shots they're getting to know if they're getting the right shots, taking the right shots, what shots they should be taking, what shots they shouldn't be taking. And one of the interesting things they do is they'll come out with a final score of what the final score should have been based on the shots both teams took. And you can compare that to what the final score actually was. According to Shot Quality, Wisconsin wins this game over 80% of the time based on the shots they took. They just didn't make them. And I know you heard that a lot last year, and I think it was overused last year in terms of Wisconsin's getting good shots, they're just not making them. I don't think the offensive process was good at all for long stretches of last season. I thought it was really good against Providence. I really did. And listen, they didn't make open shots. They don't have a lot of shot makers, especially with Johnny Davis out. So like there's going to be a theme where Wisconsin gets good shots and doesn't make them. But with Johnny Davis out, that was about as good as the offensive process could have been, in my opinion. And they just didn't make enough shots. And like I said, couldn't stop Nate Watson. And that is not something that's going to change. That was not a luck factor. That was not anything you can really sum up in a metric or can fix, because Wisconsin's not going to be able to stop Nate Watson-esque guys this year. They're not going to see tons of them. He's a really damn good player, right? But they can't stop a guy of his mold. It was encouraging to see, though, how good the process was according to Shot Quality and according to my eye test. It kind of matched up, I thought. I don't know if you felt that as well watching at home, but they got good shots. They got good shots. And at this point in the season, process greater than results. In March, listen, you have the greatest process game in the world and you don't make shots, you go home feeling like the biggest loser of all time. In November, those losses don't exactly define your season, right? So process more important than results, and I thought the process was really good. Let's get into Maui, what we're looking for, issues I've seen, good things I've seen, and heading into Maui, what it all means, or heading into, Las Vegas. Still going to get Bill Walton saying Maui Jim, or I really hope we are, because we need it. Maui Jim. Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, a leader in college sports daily fantasy, offering more college football props than anyone in the world. All the star players of the Power 5, mid-major players you might not have ever heard of, use promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Pick 2 to 5 players and over-under on their projections. You can win up to 10x on any one entry. Just use the award-winning app on the App Store or Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy to do. All the props you can think of, yards, touchdowns, all that good stuff, and tons for Wisconsin players, by the way. Prize Picks, use the promo code LOCKEDON to get that 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Promo code LOCKEDON, prizepicks.com or the App Store or Google Play. Prizepicks.com, daily fantasy made easy. So let's talk Las Vegas. Let's talk Las Vegas, Wisconsin basketball, heading to the Maui Invitational as we take a look at this 2021 bracket. Who's Wisconsin likely going to see? Who are the Badgers playing? Obviously, we open with Texas A&M, and that game probably already going on or has already happened. So the Badgers taking on an SEC opponent. Not going to get into it a ton because, well, you're going to watch that game. We're going to break it down after it happens here on Locked On Badgers. But what are we looking for overall from this tournament? Because Wisconsin doesn't just play one game. They play 3 games here at the Maui Invitational in Las Vegas. Yeah, it's kind of lame, guys. I wish we were in Maui. The Maui, like the Lahaina Civic Center where they play this tournament, so cool every year. It's a tiny little gym. You always have some of the top teams in the country packed in to this high school-like gym. And there's nothing better. I don't know if you guys have ever had the opportunity to, and I haven't done it courtside at an NBA game because, well, I'm not rich. But obviously, I've had the opportunity to see Wisconsin basketball up close, being credentialed for so long, and that's been amazing. And I also had the opportunity to see some of the NBA's, you know, brightest young stars at Summer League up close and in a high school gym, basically, in Las Vegas. And it is so cool. It is so cool to see high level basketball that close in a small, tiny gym. Because even sitting courtside in an NBA game, it doesn't feel the same when you're in that huge arena, or so I'd think, right? As it does sitting in a high school gym where there's literally 1,000 people watching some of the greatest players in the world go at it. The speed of the game, the intensity, the things you hear on the sideline, it is awesome. And that's one thing I really miss about the Lahaina Civic Center and this whole Maui experience. It's so cool that it's always packed into such a small gym, and that Chaminade's home court, Chaminade's always there, D2 Chaminade, but they're there again. They're playing Oregon in round one on Monday, so going to be fun to watch the Silver Swords. They always bring a quality product of basketball, and usually they find a way to make a game close or make two games, three games close in the Maui Invitational. But back to Wisconsin. The Badgers, if they beat Texas A&M, and they right now are 3-point favorites at betonline.ag. If Wisconsin does get past Texas A&M, you're very, very likely looking at the best team in the field on November 23rd in Houston. November 23rd, 4 p.m. tip on Tuesday, and it could be Wisconsin and Houston, and I really hope it is, because that would be the perfect, and they'd lose the game. Don't get me wrong, they'd lose the game. Barring some crazy shooting performance, they'd lose the game. But that'd be the perfect real welcome to college basketball, right? For Chucky Hepburn, for Lauren Bowman. Playing the guards of Houston, playing the defense that Houston plays, playing a guy like Marcus Sasser, and to have Chucky go up against the best player in this tournament, probably, in my opinion, in Marcus Sasser. To have Wisconsin's bigs going up against Houston's front line of Fabian White Jr. and Reggie Chaney, and not size necessarily, they're not huge, but man are they physical, man are they going to rebound, and boy are they going to play tough defense. But the backcourt is going to be really tough for Wisconsin to stop if they do get him. Kyler Edwards, now at Houston, a Texas Tech transfer who has already paired very well with Marcus Sasser. They beat Virginia by 20. Not a good Virginia team, by the way. But they beat them by 20 a couple days ago. And listen, they have a tough game against Butler in round one, but I'd love to see Wisconsin and Houston. The Badgers have to get past A&M first. So what am I looking for process-wise from Wisconsin? And what should you be looking for before the start of conference play and into Las Vegas? I keep wanting to say Maui. Into Las Vegas at the Maui Invitational and into the end of non-conference play. What should you be looking for? So I think one of the biggest issues I've seen so far is the ability of Wisconsin's guards, not necessarily Brad Davison, although his handle has never been the best part of his game, the ability of Wisconsin's guards to comfortably handle pressure and comfortably handle guys like what Chucky does to opponents, Wisconsin handling that on the flip side, right? Wisconsin handling a really good defensive guard getting up into you. And I saw that take the Badgers out of a lot of what they wanted to do at times against Providence. We only really saw it against Providence because that's the only game we can really fully evaluate so far in Wisconsin's season fairly, right? Just because of opponent quality, all that. The Badgers couldn't make a shot in that game, but I thought, and listen, that doesn't, like I said, that doesn't really scare me. The 5 for 27 doesn't scare me from 3 because I thought the process was really good and a lot of the shots they got were really good. And listen, you didn't have Johnny Davis, like, that's a big difference, guys. He's back in Maui. I hope he takes on a lot of the playmaking roles, a lot of the late shot clock roles, a lot of the high ball screen when the play goes bye-bye, like when you try to run an initial set, doesn't work, whatever, you're just playing basketball at that point, and give the ball to Johnny, get out of the way. That's what Wisconsin couldn't do when they needed a bucket against Providence. But the young guards have to be able to handle pressure and the speed of the game offensively a little bit better. Because I felt like Chucky, Lorne, they were rushing things just a little bit in that Providence game. And listen, Chucky's been so damn good defensively already this season. Like I said, especially at the point of attack. But he just was rushing a little bit in that Providence game on the ball. I thought people getting into his chest defensively really made him uncomfortable and took him out of rhythm a little bit, and he rushed some shots, rushed some possessions for sure. Steven Crowell just can't, like, he just isn't ready to go up against Nate Watson. Like, he's just not ready. Against the big front line, he just doesn't really stand much of a chance physically yet. And that's a problem. I'm not going to lie. That's a serious problem. Chris Vogt isn't really an offensive threat, you know, and that's also an issue. If Wisconsin could kind of pair their skill sets in some dream world, that would be awesome. But there are huge holes there on the front line that against certain players like a Watson, right, Wisconsin can't really fix. But with that being said, after I talked about the guards getting pressured and them handling pressure, because that's something I think you should watch for sure in Maui, how they deal with guys really getting up into them, especially if they play Houston. And man, that's why I want to see them play Houston so bad. I think it'd be a really good learning experience for this team. There are certain matchups that Stephen Crowell is going to be able to succeed against. And Providence isn't really one of them. Houston wouldn't really be one of them. But other teams at this event could potentially be ones that Stephen Crowell could exploit, and more non-conference opponents, even some Big Ten opponents, I think he'll play really well against. But see if he's ever able to find success against someone that is as big, strong, and experienced as Nate Watson, because that would really be the next step for him. And he's not there physically, like I said, and he's going to get bigger and bigger physically throughout his time in Madison. He already has, from the time he stepped on campus to now. And listen, he's being thrown into the fire right now. And that's what Wisconsin has to do all year long with Hepburn, with Bowman, with, of course, Stephen Crowell. They're going to throw him into the fire, and that's okay. Carter Gilmore, they're going to throw him into the fire, and that's okay. He's going to make mistakes. It is what it is. You got to live with it. But moving away from the offense, I thought that, and I think that, the defense, outside of stopping big, physical, extremely skilled inside players, forwards like a Watson, I think this defense has the chance to be really damn good. Because you can do so many different things. You can have Chris Vogt as your frontline guy, right? Which provides a whole different dimension to a Crowell or a Carlson. A much bigger player, a guy that's going to block more shots, a guy that's more of a deterrent at the rim when players do get in those paint touches and get into the lane. Although he can't move that well in pick and roll, he's not going to be a guy that can guard someone a little smaller than him, that's quicker than him. He is going to deter people at the rim better than anybody else in this Badger team. That's why it was such an important pickup when it happened, right? But then you can also, on the flip side, go to a Carlson-led lineup, say Carlson even at the five, and be so switchable defensively. Like, if Ben Carlson is your five, say you have a lineup out there of Hepburn, Davison, Davis, Wall, Carlson. That is a scary defensive five to me, because all of a sudden you can put anybody anywhere, right, at any time. Like, nobody's out of position ever. You're switchable at all five positions. You have guys that are really good at the point of attack. You have guys that I think are still going to rebound, even with the lack of size, and guys that aren't afraid to play on that front line, even albeit a bit undersized in Wall and Carlson. And they're strong. Like Carlson's built like a D1 basketball player. Like, he's ready physically to play at this level. Offensively, it's a different story, but defensively, I think he's absolutely ready to make an impact, a high-level impact right now for Wisconsin. So I think this team can give you different looks defensively. Obviously, I've talked about the backcourt a little bit defensively in Hepburn, Davison, what have you. So I think this team can be a really special, interesting defensive team. Obviously, the question is, will they make enough shots? And if the process was as good as it was against Providence, I guarantee you they will make enough shots to be giving us all a sweat come March Madness, come the selection show. Because that's the goal. That's the goal with this little experience with the players you have returning. That should be the goal. Getting to March would be a fantastic achievement for this team. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar in the game. If you haven't tried one by now, you are big time missing out. 100% real chocolate. So many flavors, whether it be raspberry, mint brownie, salted caramel, double chocolate, cherry barcia. Built Bar is the place to go. Built.com, promo code LOCKED15 for a bar packed with protein and that tastes unbelievable. 15% off your order with LOCKED15, 15% off at Built.com. Closing out, Maui Jim, thank you for our lives. Thank you, Bill Walton, for our lives. So happy that Dickie V is back on the call this week. He will be on the call for Gonzaga UCLA. What better game for him to come back for? Just amazing college basketball stories all around the country. It's been a great couple weeks of this sport that I love so much, and I'm really excited to get it going in fake Maui, Las Vegas. Listen, for Wisconsin, win your opener and then have a great learning experience against Houston. That, to me, is the goal of this tournament. Win that opener, have a great learning experience against Houston. We'll break it all down as the tournament continues. As always, on Wisconsin, football back tomorrow, all things Badgers, Nebraska. Don't worry, we're breaking it down. Ben is back. It's going to be a good one, and it was a crazy game, so you know it's going to be a fun episode.